Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. you know, rumor has it a special guest is going to call in today, so let's see what happens. Rat Pack, and you know, when I first put it up for downloading, they would not allow me, the computer system would not allow me to use anything that said just plain Rat Pack because of Sinatra, Martin, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis, the original Rat Pack. So it is now noted as Rat Pack Punk.
We'll be right back.
more fun. Scott Radinsky and Scared Straight.
We're gonna have a party.
Listen, I've got a CD by Vomit. I bought it. Does it play? Does it fuck on my BM fucking CD player? That's what Campbell calls it.
Your B&Ms.
So next time you see Vomit, you go buy a CD and it's buy one, you get one free. I said you buy one, you get one free.
Here at Mystic Records, anytime you buy anything, you get one free. So you buy one, get one free. I learned it from the best in the UK. All right, so we're hoping a special guest might make an appearance today. It would be very nice if he did. And in the meantime, we're going to play some of those boys on the other side of the pond. Here we go. UK punk degenerates, bleed.
Go!
I see we have two callers on the line. Caller number one from 714 area code. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. My name's Wilbur, and I was wondering what you're wearing.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Caller number two. from 619 area code. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Scott Sellers, and I'm calling from Tijuana.
All right, Scotty. Well, I would just like to say that Scott Sellers is the original tour drummer from NOFX, and we're really pleased to have you join us on the show today.
Thank you, dear.
And I saw a lot of fun pictures.
Punk Rock Bowling was cool. It was a mess,
yeah.
But it was cool, and it was way too hot. The museum, though, you got to check out. I thought it was going to be kind of weak. It's badass. I mean, there's, like, so much history there from everywhere in the world. And luckily, I got a few things in there, but from the San Diego scene and NOFX. But it's badass. It's definitely worth checking out. They did a good job. They need to put a
That's
record
really
store
cool.
in there, though. That's my only complaint. No records.
Oh,
records.
Yeah. They should have a store inside the museum there for selling records.
A little record store in there, that would make a fucking shit ton of money. Plus, it'd just be cool. You know what I mean?
Well, it would be nice because there's so many people that go to Las Vegas for different reasons. And, you know, punk rock, we're not hated anymore. You know, when we first got started in all this in the 80s, you know, we weren't liked, you know.
Oh, no. I used to get jumped by the hippies all the time and shit kicked out of me. But one against six usually doesn't work too good. I take out one or two and then get my ass whooped. But,
Right. Well, you know, I heard rumors. I never saw it happen, but at the Cafe de Grand in Hollywood, they say when hippies showed up, they'd take them back in the alley and shave their head.
I seen that happen maybe like once or twice in San Diego back in the day, but it's very rare. It'd be easy now because you have like the cordless ones that run on batteries. Back then, there was. You know, you had to plug them in. So you have to kick their ass a little bit and then shave their heads.
Oh, goodness.
It's kind of funny.
So, Punk Rock Bowling and the Punk Rock Museum opened up. I saw a couple pictures of Mystic in the museum.
Oh, yeah. There's actually a whole little section that's just Mystic.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'll have to send some stuff to it.
I think it's on my phone with the pictures. I think it's to the one case that's mostly NOFX. It's all the way to the left. And it's got Stillwater Furon Mystic, and then it's got the one record that had Tammy Faye and her old man getting it in the ass with the thing.
I haven't seen that one.
The PRMC can suck on this or something like that. It's funnier than shit.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
But,
got to keep the doghouse cool.
Yeah. How you doing? Good?
Yeah. Today's a nice day, and it's beautiful and sunny here in Northern California, and time for some good music, huh?
Heck yeah, pop some tunes on. I'll talk to you later. You all take care.
Well, stay on if you'd like, you know, and come back after the song. Do you have a favorite song you'd like me to play or just surprise you?
Just surprise me.
All right, here you go. Stay on. Tonight.
Stick it in your ass and pull the trigger. Does it feel cold? Does it give you the quivers? Then put it in your mouth without wiping it off. Take a deep breath and get euphoria. Wah, wah. Stand up, rise to mind.
Gerbil turds, they're kind of like the mentors, they're sociably unacceptable, but we love them anyway.
Thank you.
Okay, those punk degenerates from the UK, One and Only Bleed. I hope my speakers are working. I'm not sure if I'm muted or not. So here we go with Bedlam. Welcome to Bedlam. Soundboard here. Okay, so I really do hope that I'm coming through here.
You worry about your life and you're crying every day. I try to tell you what to do, you don't listen anyway. I'm tired of you worrying, I'm tired of you crying. That's all you ever seem to fucking do. Fucking hear from you.
Earlier caller who was on before. Hello, and how are you today?
Hello, my name's Jackass, and the last song that you played was quite lovely.
Well, thank
no,
that's you, Jackass.
That was cool.
Well, I've got a whole bunch of really cool songs here. Let me see. Oh, yeah. How about this one? This one, it really, really comes home for a lot of people. Let me see. Where is it? All right, Psycho. Gotta keep the momentum going. Here's a Spam 69. Walk me, watch you lie. let's keep it going. If you have a favorite song you'd like to hear, give me a call and I'll put it on. Wolfman's Got an Art. Okay, this one I always cry. Well, you never know what you're going to hear on Mystic Records Radio. And I believe I have Ken Lovelace on the line.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, you
there
never do know what you're going to hear. You never do know what you're going to hear there. You're just over here wondering what that was. It's kind of cool.
That was Lung Cheese. The song is called Lung Cheese, and it's by Incest Cattle.
Cool, cool. I would have never known. Thank you.
All right, so I've got the Inconsiderate Jerks on the line here.
Yes, you do, Inconsiderate Jerks. We're here in Bulletin, California. First, I want to say how much we love Candace and her show and everything she does for us. She's awesome. Secondly,
aww,
I want to say we're doing a show at the Doll Hut, blah, blah, on July 8th, but it's a benefit for autism. And all the money's going
nice.
To the chalk hospital and shit that when somebody has a kid with autism, they're put on a benefit. So we're doing what we can for that. And
that's very good.
Today we're trying to record today for a video we're going to do. We're over here recording a song at the guitar player's garage. I got the guitar player
nice.
And drummer here, too. Yeah.
Hi, guys.
And how are you, Candy?
Hi.
And
we're doing good.
Player and Bob.
Hello.
Yeah, you're doing good. Having a good time.
Everything's going good.
That's cool. Yeah, man. We're just sitting here, you know what I mean? Been doing lots.
Where she's at, what state? We don't
yeah, what state? We're trying to figure out what state you're in. But where is Cottonwood? Or whatever. Never mind that. We're okay, I don't want to
Oh, well, it's in Northern California between Redding and Red Bluff. Chico is east of me, about a 45-minute drive. It's right off of Interstate 5. If you blink,
right
though,
on.
You'll pass it too quick. There's only two off-ramps for Cottonwood.
Right on. We want to come up there and eat some of that cherry pie you're making.
Oh, yeah.
It
came out really good, too. Oh, yeah.
Maybe milk a cow.
Depends.
Or
I've been there, done that,
there.
Too. Yeah, I've done that, too.
I bet you
I butcher.
Have.
I butcher, too. Yeah. Anyway,
right on.
That's about
Usually
me. Let's hear about the jerks.
Let's hear about the jerks. Well, the
jerks
is we're doing real good. We got two guitar players now, much to the chagrin of my one guitar player. But we got two guitar players, and we're getting ready to record some shit. And, you know, we want to put something out there sooner or later. We're working on it. We're doing some shows around here.
Well, you know,
I'm trying to hook up with that band, The Hadge, who books Radolescence, and if I can get on that booking and like be indirect support for Radolescence, that'll give us some good shows and some exposure, you know. That's what we're working on.
Yeah, well, very good. That's always good to be working on something, you know. I might be able to help you there. I know a few guys into that. So anyway, videos. We have, you know, Doug Moody, founder of Mystic Records, is 94 years old, And his one of the artists that he founded, Richie Goddard, Goddard Goldstein and Feldman, they wrote a lot of songs, but Richard Goddard was the founder of the platform for downloading music. So we got in on the very top. We got in, Richard Goddard is the founder of a company called The Orchard, which you might recognize as the one that we put your music up on. And we have a video platform with over 2 million subscribers. So if you get a video put up, be sure to send it to me, and we'll get you out there with 2 million people to look at you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, we're filming a good video, like a story video for one of the songs, and it's supposed to start this weekend. I don't know how long it's going to take, but that's what we're recording the song for today to play for the video.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad that you took time to call in and say hi to everybody.
Yeah, we got a good director doing it and everything. It's going to be a legitimate video, and we're going to put it on Mystic Records for sure. Yeah, on the site.
Very good, you know.
And then hope it helps us. Hey, I'm glad I got to call you too, Candace. And I know you got a show to run, but thank you for talking and taking the time out. And we always love to you and texting to you.
Well,
and
you can always listen in and call back again a little bit later. I still have an hour to go. I'm still live for an hour.
Yeah, we're going to listen in for sure while we set up our equipment here, and we're going to listen to your show.
Okay. Just remember, you're connected to my soundboard, so any noise you make in the background will come through the speaker.
Okay, yeah, well, remember that. So we're not going to call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Candace.
Well, thank
Have
you so
day.
Much. Good to hear from you. The Inconsiderate Jerks, yahoo! Don't forget to catch their show at the Dollhead.
Oh God, I love you, you're my hero!
one and only Brandon Cruz with his version of Dr. No. We have a caller on the line from area code 323. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Tequila Mockingbird calling to say hello.
There we go. You know, I should have recognized the number. Well, you know, you just had a really big weekend.
Yes, I was busy all weekend taking care of the I started a new band called the Cocktail Pistols, and we played – we are Shirley Bassey Sings the Sex Pistols.
Very good.
Really fun.
I saw some clips. Yeah.
Yeah, a fun time for all. Yeah, everybody can sing along. And I did some filming on a new project I'm filming. So we opened Moda, which is the modern digital art facility. And within Moda, I have the House of Punk, which is all the stuff I collected at the Punk Museum project that I've been doing for 12 years in a very nice room filled with chandeliers. It's nice. You know, we're all kind of, punks that I know are all over 50, and we don't mind sitting in a nice room drinking ourselves.
Right, and the ones that are over 50 now were teenagers when we first met them.
Yes, exactly. Because you and I, when we were at Mystic and when we were at the Café de Grand, we were just over 21.
Yep, that's right. Actually, I was closer to 30 than I was 20.
I was closer to 20, but I loved every minute of it. I will never forget how much fun we had at the Café de Grand.
Oh, I know. And I loved the cold seat with El Duce, and I'm so glad that Video Lewis filmed those.
Excellent. The scene wouldn't be the scene without him. I'm showing his work on the Tequila Mockingbird LA Punk Museum page all the time.
Fantastic.
I feature him because he did put in the time, and he was there, and I was there, and I saw him doing it. So
right,
I can verify
yeah.
that.
And he was a super nice guy, too.
He is a nice guy. He really is. I wish I saw more of him. I don't see as much of him as I used to. But then I don't go to a lot of shows because I got kind of tired of being frisked and all the stuff. When you go to a show now, I remember when we went to shows, like the Sex Pistols were less than $5, you know, to see them. When we were coming up, shows were at maximum $10, and we thought you were crazy.
Right.
So now when you're paying, like, I don't know, $400 for a ticket to Iggy to
right.
be near the front, and
right.
You're frisked on the way in. They go through your purses. They feel you up. They have a magic wand go over you. I don't need any of that shit. I saw everybody when they were fucking really ready to rip it up. And I love them.
Right.
And I support them.
Right.
And I care for them. But I don't want to be treated that way. I'm tired of being jammed into a place where I have to stand up like a sardine can or a slave ship just to see a fucking show. So.
Yeah, well, you know, it's because of a few bad people that everybody has to suffer, you know. There's been a lot of bad people. And, you know, back in our time when we were starting out in the 80s, you know, I mean, we didn't have any of that kind of stuff, and we didn't have any trouble either, you know. We were there because we wanted to be. We didn't have an ulterior motive to hurt anybody, you know.
Well, it seems to me that I only heard about one tennis shoe bomb. I still see people wearing tennis shoes, you know what I mean?
Right.
But other than that, you know, I love punk rock and I love my rock and roll and I love my opera and I am no longer making it only about one genre. To me, all music is music, and if I like it, I like it. However, I must
exactly.
say I do not like anything after the 90s. I'm just going to say that. I'm going to say
okay.
I was having a great time till about 88. And I can still hang with the goth scene because they like to dress
okay.
up. And I'm
right.
all about dressing up and messing up. That was like, even Vivian Westwood dressed the Sex Pistols and went on to make turn of the century clothing with big buckles. And I love the progression. I love how, like, friends of mine like Brandon Cruz, you know, they grew up and it's so great to watch them and their kids and they're still punk and they never weren't. That's the difference. If you are, you are.
Exactly. Very true.
So other than that, yeah, opened the new place, had Attila come. Attila is going to teach drawing classes at my place, which will be awesome because he's fabulous. And, you know, okay. I'm going to have different kinds of educational, you know, because I teach punk rock at UCLA through a project called The Punk Cast, which is
oh, cool.
punkast.com. And we interview, like I just interviewed Felix from RF7. And
okay.
Yeah, so we did Johnny and Davino, Human Drama. We've done Shimmer Bed. We've done all kinds of, you know, like even Robbie Krieger from The Doors. I had him in there because he still plays with the Mau Maus on occasion. You know?
Right,
so,
right.
As long as you feel that you're a punk, it doesn't matter where you come from or what they call your music. If you know you are, it's like if you know you're pregnant, then you're pregnant.
And it doesn't matter how old you are.
That's right, or how young you are. I mean, there are punk babies for sure. Look at Prince Louis. That is a little punk child in the making. The youngest child of the youngest child of William and Catherine. He's always causing trouble. You can tell right from now he's an upstart, and he's only 4 years old. And I know he's a punk rocker. I can tell you. So I hear your grandbaby graduated too.
Oh, you know, I didn't get a chance to write in there, but that was like 10 years ago. She's married and has 4 kids now.
Oh my Lord. Oh,
I know. I wanted to save the pictures, and I didn't think anybody would comment on it. So I saved them to a folder there on Facebook, and then everybody's saying, congratulations, yay, that's cool. And I meant to say, I was going to say, well, that was 10 years ago, but I just let it go.
No, and you should let her know how many people are on her side and invisible spirits that are cheering her on.
Yeah, she's done quite well for herself, you know. I'm very proud of her. She's my oldest granddaughter. My daughter was 16 years old when she got married, and Sarah was born a year later. So it runs young in the family. My mom ran away to Arizona when she was 16 to get married to my dad because she was already in trouble with my oldest brother. So
16 seems to be the pivotal age.
Right.
That was when I turned on, I think, you know, I was paying attention from the time I was 13. And but I couldn't go anywhere because the parents still had their hooks in me.
Right.
But by 16, you formed your opinion and you're ready to, you know, you're ready to fly
right.
the way you want to fly, which is cool because you have the option. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, and you know, I'm pretty much the same as I was when I was 16, except I don't have the looks I did then. I mean, come on, I'm only a couple years away from 70, okay? I'm an old geezer.
Your spirit is young, and that's all that matters.
That's right. It doesn't matter how old you are. Hey, I got a song by that title. You want to hear it? By Vomit. Doesn't matter how old you are.
Lots of love falling up in love. When you were older, you just treasured a pop.
You know, I never planned it, Tequila, but every time I had Doug Moody come on the show, it wouldn't fail, but that song, I would play that song. And I didn't do it intentionally, but he would say, why does that song always come on when I'm on the air? let's try to call him and see what happens.
Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 7 6 0 3 1 0 0 7 5 4 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi,
hey, Doug.
Doug.
It's Candy and Tequila.
Hi, we love you, Doug.
We love you, Doug. Papa Rock. Papa Punk Rock.
All right, Papa.
All right, we're playing music for you.
We're dedicating
this next song
to you. Doesn't matter how old you are. That's right.
And here we go, Facebook.
Selfie.
Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. I don't care about political taste. I don't care about your dead grandma. Bitch, you're wrong when you get chihuahua. I don't wanna know about your maladies. Don't post pictures of food you eat. I don't give a shit about who you're with. They suck like you. Go eat a dick. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. You're not that funny, your humor sucks. I don't give a shit about your friends, your connections, your new relationship. It's my sloppy second. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up for your wide problem. My post, fly over your head. You train wreck. Fuck you. You suck. Eat shit.
Okay, we have another caller on the line. Hello.
And another killer song from Candace.
Hey, I recognize that voice. That's Scott Sellers. Woohoo. Mr. Sexy himself.
What's happening there, baby?
Oh, well, just playing some tunes and having some fun, you know?
That last song was good. Song before was good, too. You're spinning some really good stuff tonight. It was funny
because I talked to the
boys in Bleed, and they were all stoked that I know you and blah, 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 because I know those guys from England, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah, isn't it a small world? You know, the punk scene is a small world.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
we've got Tequila Mockingbird on the other line, too.
Howdy.
What's that?
Howdy. Howdy.
Howdy?
She's talking to you, Scott. That's Tequila Mockingbird.
Oh, Tequila, what's up?
Hey, dude. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Just saying
good.
Hello.
I miss seeing your lovely face from back in the cafe days when I lived in Hollywood, but that was a long time ago.
I look the same.
I wish
always
I did.
Beautiful.
No.
You and Candy. You and Candy, always pretty.
How's everybody? You say the nicest things.
Candy's so sweet.
At least you're not ugly like me.
Oh, quit. You're very handsome. You sure did good at the punk rock bowling. All those sexy girls he's taking pictures with. Boy, he must have had it going on 24/7.
Oh, dear. What do you do?
Damn
hoodlums.
Just
make an old man happy.
There you go. Make an old man
happy. Right. That's what we want.
Well, you know,
more happy old men in the world. We want that.
Yeah, but he's one of those youngsters.
We're dropping like flies, I swear, like probably 2-3 times a week. People in our age category, late 50s, early 60s, we're just like, ding, 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 just dropping like flies. And it sucks because I've lost a lot of really, really good friends
in the last couple
of years, and it's sad. So, I mean,
well, you know,
take care
that's
of
what happens.
And do what you can do.
Everybody's on the guest list to that. Everybody's on the guest list to that show.
Yeah. No,
There's a really good backstage, I hear. Lemmy's got a big rail waiting for me.
Hey, rock and roll heaven's got to be cool.
I'm on round 3 of 3 different cancers, and I'm not dead yet, so all I got to say is I'm proud to be alive because I got kids to take care of, and if it wasn't for them, I would have thrown in the towel. Number one. Number two, I've been living on borrowed time for a long time. I'm a good person,
but I'll also be a dickhead. Glad you're here, dude. Keep up the faith.
Yep.
Well, hey, I love you too. Have a beautiful evening. I am going to go take a nap.
while you're taking a nap, here's a good song. I'm being lazy.
I was up late at the show till like 3 in the morning.
Oh,
I'm
well,
old.
That's good. 3 o'clock in the morning is pretty early. All right, so here's a song. I haven't stayed up that late in years. Here's a song for you to nap by. I Animal by Yappo. Young and Pissed Off. All right. I've got a good one here, Vikings, not Vikings, but Vikings by the Fornicators. I was talking to their drummer last night till about 4 o'clock in the morning. He just really needs some encouragement to stay clean and sober. We'll be right back. CD recording, we at the end of that song, we added some banter where they're like rowing a boat and going, oof, oof, oof. It's pretty good. I was waiting for that before I said anything.
Well, that grunting sound, it sounds magnetic. I want everyone at home to grunt all at once. One, two, three, oof. How refreshing.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Filled up with aggression, I'm gonna flash on television. Saturday night, you're watching me. Saturday night, I'm gonna rage.
Okay, that was Emperor Titsworth. Second. So, Tequila.
Yes.
I know
Party
you remember
me
Mark. Party with me, Bunker. Mike Watt and the Minutemen. Or not Mike. Mike Watt with the Minutemen. Party with me,
Bunker. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, he was playing with Iggy like a couple tours ago. I got up on stage and slam danced with like 50 people. They just all climbed on stage for Iggy. And he just allowed, still allowing. It was me and Angelo from Fishbone.
Oh, nice.
Like Gold Coin.
Good days.
Yeah, now if
right?
I slam, I'd probably break something.
Break a hip. It reminds me of that movie. I can't remember the name of it. Phantasm, where the guy at the end of the movie, the girl's driving the hearse because he thinks that she's not one of the zombies, and she says, "Let me give you a piece of my mind," and she pulls off her ear, and you know, the brain keeps oozing out with it.
Ew. You have to see Cocaine Bear. You have to see Cocaine Bear. And I also went and saw Renfield, which was also very good with Nicolas Cage as a vampire.
Really?
Yeah, these movies are funny. And I think they're online. I think you can see them online. So,
well, we do have movie theaters here in Cottonwood, you know. Well, not in Cottonwood, but... 30 miles to the north, and hey, you know what? I should get a big widescreen and show movies at the ranch up on the hill there. That would be fun.
Yeah, there you go. That would be
okay,
totally
well, speaking, when I say the name Mad Mark Rude, what comes to your mind?
For me, it's him hanging out with us everywhere and drawing the most rad art ever and being a great tattoo artist.
I know, me too. Miss him. He's up there in rock and roll heaven. And, you know, Dave Anger wrote this song about him. So here we go. This is Dave Anger's other band, Poisonous Members. And the title of the song is Mad Mark Rude, a tribute for him.
Yeah.
Mad Mark Rude, our scalp on floats.
All right.
That's Mark Rude. Oh, my God, I love Dave Anger. He's best friends with Rigor Mortis boys, too. It was all
one
big happy family at the Café de Grand.
Yes, we were. Well, we still are a big family, only our family has just grown so tremendously in the last 10 years. It's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Combining
the
things, you know, that we did at the cafe with Mystic Records, we've just gone on to higher ground that I never thought possible, you know.
That's good.
I never
I'm
really
glad
thought
you...
about it. I never really thought about it, but I put my all into it. And, you know, in the last 10 years, I've added 250 new artists to Mystic Records, you know. And I really like their music, you know. I think punk rock has really come all around full circle to where, you know, they're not purposely trying to just play four notes and scream about they hate Reagan.
Now they're just screaming, I hate Trump or I hate Biden. It's, you know, times change, names change, people change.
Yeah, but the scene seems to stay the same. It just gets better and better and better.
Yeah, it's rocking.
Yeah,
it's a rockin'.
Here we go, rocking.
Punk rock bowling? I thought you were going to punk rock bowling this year.
I couldn't go. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. I really wanted to. Yeah, I had a really sweet invite, but I need surgery, okay? I can barely walk. All right, think positive.
He died! My brother!
Yay. Very good. Not my president. It's always a different president.
That's right.
You
same
know,
day, different month.
Right.
Same
so you know
ice cream, different flavor.
Exactly. You know, Mystic's always famous for their mistakes they make, right? So
yeah.
My biggest mistake was on this last NoFX record, picture disc I did. Instead of lager, you know, like beer, lager in the dark, I wrote larger.
Okay, well, I guess that means it's larger in the dark.
I had to play one of the old NoFX songs so you could hear some of Scott's drumming. That boy can really rip on the drums.
Sounds like a really great drummer.
Yeah, he is. He's been in quite a few bands. He was in Battalion of Saints and Meat Wagon and, I don't know, half a dozen other ones I can't remember, but he's a real fun guy, great guy, and really good artist. So we're down to our last 5 minutes. Here's one I know you like. Army of the Dead. We're down to the last 5 minutes of the show.
Yes, we are.
Somebody just messaged me. Who messaged
me? What did they
say? Oh, Scott Sellers just said it was fun being on the show. Thank you. Okay.
Very interesting guy, definitely. Well, yeah. So what are you going to play to end the show today, Candace?
Well, I'm looking for Unit F on my board here. Human
and when
Zoo,
are you gonna play
really...
my record? When are you going to play my new record on your show?
Next week, I promise.
All right.
Woo! So be sure to tune in to the radio show next weekend to hear Tequila's latest record.
Urban mass, smell like urine in the jungle street. A fast old plane.
little bit longer than we have time for. We're down to 30 seconds. Tequila, nice having you on the show. And next week we will definitely be playing songs from the Cocktail Pistols.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we will be chatting you up then. Hope the folks at home love the punk rock. Keep punk rock alive. And party
That's
with right. Candace.
Woohoo! Party or go home. See y'all next time.